This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I did my research before I made a decision, and it's a team that's can pitch, and just seemed like one or two pieces away from being a legit contender, and that's what I'm here to do. But
Ryan O'Hearn yesterday, his introductory press conference after being signed to the two-year deal by the Buccos, joining us now to get into that, and Steelers-Texans is our buddy Jason Mackey. Good morning, Mackey.
Good morning, Crowley. It's great to talk to you, my friend.
It's great to talk to you too, buddy. It has. I'm sorry about the paper, though. Carter says maybe don't be too sorry. Maybe there could be some hope there. So I just wanted to say that publicly, as
thanks,
I know,
man.
We've exchanged some texts. You're incredibly talented. So many of my friends over there, your friends over there are. And I know everyone's going to land on their feet, but hopefully the paper or record can keep going in some fashion.
Same, man. Couldn't agree more. It's been a weird week over here. I agree with Carter. I hope that we can continue on somehow.
You also have the greatest lighting in the biz. What is going on there? You got a special setup
downstairs?
I'm not
liking the lighting.
Are you kidding me? You look awesome. You got better lighting there than we do in our studio.
So it's my family room. We've like turned it into my office.
Nice.
My wife did an awesome job with the background. And I have a light in front of my computer, but I don't like where it's positioned. So I'm glad you think it's good.
I think it looks great so long as you can maintain your focus. Jason, we will get into Steelers-Texans. As I understand it, you'll be doing a post-game show following the playoff game on Monday right here on 93.7 The Fan. But I did want to start with the Bucs. So Ryan O'Hearn said that he thinks they're just a few pieces away, or thought they were just a few pieces away, and that he could be one of those pieces. I won't quibble with his thoughts on the pitching. The pitching's outstanding. They were seventh in ERA last year. You go get a great pitching coach, and I think you can even be better this year. I do think that they're a hitter away still, unless Brian Reynolds can play up to his previous form, Spencer Horwitz can stay healthy, and O'Neill Cruz could play up to his talent level. I mean, if you have those things happen, I do think they've got maybe even a good lineup, but short of that, I think they might be a bat short.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you. I think they need to add another bat. I don't think the bat they add will be bigger than Brandon Lau or Ryan O'Hearn, but it's obviously hugely important to get O'Neill Cruz right, to get Brian Reynolds right. Let's not forget, they have a lot of ground to make up from where they are to being a competitive team, or where they were, I should say. I mean, I want them to trade for somebody like Alec Bohm from the Phillies. And I'm seeing the Phillies and Bo Bichette. And I mean, that seems to be a pretty good marriage that would squeeze Alec Bohm out of a spot. The acquisition cost should not be high. But they have a move to make at third base, Adam. I truly believe that. That's where their efforts are going to be concentrated. I look at somebody like Connor Griffin, and he should be my opening day shortstop. If he's not, it's because maybe he needs a little bit more time, which is okay. I'm fine with that. But they need one more bat. I agree with you. There are options there. I don't think it's going to be a, you know, $15 million a year guy. I would love it for it to be Eugenio Suarez. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not holding my breath. I don't think that's going to land. But they need to improve their offense. They've had a very good offseason so far, but there's a couple key moves here to get it across the finish line.
If Eugenio Suarez was dropped into the middle of this lineup, and you've got Lau, and you've got O'Hearn, and you've got Cruz, and you've got Reynolds, and you've got Horwitz, I'm not thinking wild card. I'm thinking legitimate chance to win the division. If you add in a guy like Bohm, I think you are trending towards being a playoff team. I looked at it earlier. So since he gets in last year with 83 wins, that's on the low end of what's typically realistic. But they were middle of the pack offensively, and they were a shade below the Bucs in terms of the pitching. If the Pirates can maintain their level of pitching and get to middle of the pack, you're looking at maybe 85 wins, I think.
I think so too, Adam. Yeah. In a sneaky thing here, not to like derail the conversation from a bat, they need to add some pitching here in an important way. I wrote about this 2 days ago. Look at some of the young starters they have. They're really, really good, taking nothing away from them. A couple of them are going to be capped on innings. They have one more starter here that they need to add to fill out their rotation. I don't know who that guy is going to be, and maybe they can add a reliever. Maybe it's a swingman. I don't know, but I mean, we do know about the Pirates. They're going to have to pitch it extremely well. I have a lot of confidence they're going to be able to do that. But I'd really like to see them add a veteran with some experience, somebody who can give them 180 innings and no questions asked, because that's about where the lag is. So, I mean, that's what I mean about a couple moves here to push this thing across the finish line. It's been an exciting offseason, man. I think it's changed some people's opinions about the Pirates. I just want to see it finish the right way.
Oh, it's as exciting an offseason as there's been since they were good 13, 14, and 15, and there were visions of sugar plums dancing in our head. And because you've got Skeens, maybe it's even more exciting now. And the one thing I'll say about Ben Cherington, getting that veteran starter has been his strength. He has found a guy that's been solid year in and year out to kind of round out a rotation. So I have no doubt that if that's what they're looking for, and I agree that they should, that he can get one that will be at the very least serviceable. I want to switch now, Jason, to Steelers-Texans, and I think collectively in this town we're now doing this thing where we're underrating the Texans and overrating the Steelers. I put up a Twitter poll yesterday. 70% of Steelers fans think they're going to win the game, yet I think at least 70% of Steelers fans don't trust Tomlin. I don't really know how to square that. It doesn't make sense in my tiny little pea brain here, Jason.
Yeah, I don't have any great answer on that one either. But maybe it's irrational optimism. Maybe it's they got in the playoffs and they're not playing one of the big boys in the AFC, and the Steelers think that they have a chance. I'm going a different direction with it because I do agree with that sentiment. I am optimistic for Monday. I think this is going to be a very good performance. They have a quarterback situation that is vastly different. They have a guy, finally. They don't have, you know, prime Patrick Mahomes. Nobody thinks that. But you're getting the Steelers' primary weapon back. They showed last week an ability to actually spread the ball around and do things a little bit different. You have a guy who's essentially playing for the end of his career. Like, let's operate on that assumption. Aaron Rodgers is trying to stretch this out as long as possible. He's got a lot to prove. Mike Tomlin's got a lot to prove. I'm not saying that makes them infallible. It certainly does not. But it makes me think differently about this team and what it's capable of, at least against a team like the Texans. Aaron Rodgers is that X factor for me and why I feel differently about the team's chances.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I agree with that. I'm not going to pick the Steelers to win because
You're not?
I'm not because I don't want to feel like a fool if the thing that has happened the last six playoff appearances happens again. And I'll tell you this, though. If they win against Houston, it doesn't matter who they play. I'm picking them to go to the AFC Championship game. Because I do think they've got the elements. Okay. You mentioned Rodgers. But the offensive line has played really good football. The defensive line has played really good football. And we've watched football long enough to know, Jason, you got a quarterback and you got the trenches, you got a shot. So if they can prove that they just get that boogeyman out of here, that monkey off their back with the playoff futility, then yeah, I think they got the recipe to do a little thing here.
I think they do too, Adam. Look, we've gone into Steelers playoff games thinking irrational, thinking overly optimistic. The team wasn't there. This one, it kind of feels like they're playing with house money, doesn't it? Like, they almost should not have been there based on a lot of stuff that's gone wrong this season.
Well, that's what Cam Hayward said.
There was a point this season we're chanting for Mike Tomlin to be fired. Not we, but, you know, people in Pittsburgh. Like, that's how bad it got. That guy should have made the field goal to beat them. They shouldn't be here. And all of a sudden, they are with new life and a season where people are talking about this should be the end of the Tomlin era. Aaron Rodgers should be retired. All this stuff. There's a big house money quotient here.
I don't agree, because I would still fire Tomlin if they lost. Now, they won't, of course.
Would you really?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Coming into the year, win a playoff game or you're out. And even though they kind of did against the Ravens to get in, it still wasn't a playoff game. I will say that the way they got in does give me pause. It was a playoff game by their own creation, because if they beat the Browns, it wouldn't have been a win-or-take-all game. But because it was, and that they actually won, it does give me a little bit of hope. But I'm still not picking
it. It saved me. I mean, he would have lost that game, no questions asked. Yeah. He's gone. Get gone. I thought he saved his job. I could be wrong there.
Oh, no.
Maybe they flatlined against
the Texans.
I think he did.
But if I were if I were Art Crowley II, he would not have, unless he wins a playoff game. Jason, the lighting is good. You look young. You look younger than me. It makes me sick. It's probably because you don't wake up every day and have to deal with callus.
Callus is under the weather, man. I feel bad for my man. And gotta get him some Dayquil or something, Adam.
And even still, he produced the best musical number in the history of 93.7 The Fan, which we will be playing coming up in 5 minutes.
He's a grinder. I miss Callus. He's a good man.
He is. He's Blake Lizotte out here. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Adam. Take care, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon. And you can hear Jason, as I mentioned, following Steelers-Texans with a post-game show, which I know he'll hit out of the park, and hopefully the Steelers are victorious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.